Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander again talking about some things. Let's recap a little bit of what we talked about last week, just for a moment. We talked about ratings on insurance companies, whether it's health, life, disability, annuities. Those are very, very important that you get a quality company that you do business with. Many times agents will say, well, this is a fine company. It'd be something, you know, I've never heard of. The question you really need to ask, what are their ratings? Are they rated well? Do they do a good job in their investments? Those things are very, very important.
It simply means, are they going to come through?
Are they going to be there when the claim is ready to be paid? That's
correct.
Really the key. And then, of course, the question I get all the time is, really, does the state of Minnesota have a pool? Yes, the state of Minnesota has a pool. The state of Wisconsin has a pool. And that pool is designed to pay for claims if the company is not there to pay your claim.
So you're backed up.
So insurance on insurance.
That's right.
So now, Bob, you got a question for us, and I want to just go from there.
Yeah. No, I saw an article in the paper the other day about a wealthy doctor who passed away at a very young age. I think it was 47 years old, somewhere around there. And he had something like a $5 million estate. And the only survivors were his children. His wife had already passed away. And this was 6 years ago that he passed away, and they just settled amongst his three children, who were college age and younger. They just settled it now, 6 years later. How is that common, that people don't have wills like that?
It happens all the time. Look at Prince. And we can say all of these different celebrities. Every once in a while you hear about a celebrity who has never done anything with their estate. And it is a very dangerous thing, because you know what eats up the money?
The attorneys.
It's the attorneys, yeah. And all the disagreements, and everybody's unhappy because they don't know what's going on, and they want that money to be passed out appropriately.
Now we want yesterday, at least by yesterday, to be passed out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work that way.
No.
Yeah, I can imagine there might not have been too much acrimony among these kids because they were college age and younger.
But that makes a bigger problem because of the fact of handling the money. And you have a minor child there.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a minor child there, then you really get into the courts, because the courts are protecting that minor child. And they're also looking at the ages of the other children. So there is some real problems there, because they want to be sure it's spread out appropriately.
And perhaps the fact that one or two of those children had graduated from college, and now we've got one or two that are going to go to college, and they haven't had their share of the money to go to college on, so we can't split that money four ways. We've got to set aside some money for those two kids to go to school. Then we go back and take the money out, and we split it. In the meantime, the attorneys are fighting over, because one of those kids is married, and the wife wants her money right away, because she's got to have a new house.
Yep.
All of those things come into the whole picture.
The stories we could tell are numerous regarding that.
The one thing to avoid some of that, if you don't want a will, put your beneficiaries on your assets. You can put your beneficiaries on your retirement accounts. You can put your beneficiaries on your checking account. You can put beneficiaries on your different things. And if you have insurance, of course you will have beneficiaries. The will is something that goes beyond all of that and pulls it together. But you can put designated beneficiaries on your different accounts. And when you do that, you don't think so much about a will, because the assets are going to go right down to those individuals that are listed. And when I bring that up, I'm going to bring up a term, and the term is per stirpes. Have you ever heard of that one?
I went to the doctor once for that. Turned out it was something else.
No. And you got a shot, too, didn't you?
Oh, boy.
we can edit that out.
Well, if you have beneficiaries, say, for instance, on your insurance, and you list like three children. And if you just list the three children, and they may have children, if something happens to the one child and he or she doesn't mention their children, it'll just go directly to the other two children. So in other words, you have Sam and Sarah and Doug, and they are divided equally. Well, Sam and Sarah and Doug also have children. All right, so Doug dies. Is it going to go to his brother and his sister, or will his share pass on to his kids? And he probably would like his share to pass on to his kids. Therefore, it's a term called per stirpes. So how you set it up with that beneficiary designation is extremely important.
So it doesn't go, you know, in that situation, it doesn't go to Doug's wife or whoever passed on his wife. He would want it to go to his children.
Well, you probably would. Depending on what you want.
Yeah.
But the per stirpes means it goes to who he lists, and basically it's his children, not back to his other siblings.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is, of course, with that fellow who, go back to your original question about the doctor who died with $5 or $6 million, he should have had a trust. That money should have gone into a trust for the benefit of those kids. Then it would take care of, he could set aside money for the college. And if the kids were done with college, then when he dies, his kids would all split the money. There are lots of ways. Now, whether you talk as a beneficiary or through a trust, you can really control that money from the grave. You can do what you want to do with it. It's your money that's going to be paid out, so you are able to make sure it does what you want it to.
That's why going to an attorney does help your situation, and it does protect your assets for the future.
One of the questions always, and it's always when I talk to people, you better go talk about a trust. What's it going to cost me? And my statement is, what do you care what it costs you?
Because look what it will cost you if you don't.
Yeah.
The old question of, if you remember the old ad, Fram oil filters, you pay me now or pay me later. And that's really what it does when you set your estate up properly. Mm. You pay some money up front, and it's done the way you want it. Or you let the state decide how you want your money to be spent. And that's what you really don't want to do.
And if they do that, it's not till years down the road in some cases.
Many years. There was a linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs who died years ago. And he left a dozen kids. I don't remember what it was. And 12 or 15 years later, they were still fighting over the money because it wasn't done right. He didn't. He not only left a lot of money, he left, I think, three or four big Quonset huts full of old cars. So there's lots and lots of value. And, of course, the longer they sat, the more valuable the cars became, the more it got drug out.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is there's going to be taxes due on a lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Probably taxes due on most of it. Yes.
Right. And so depending upon how you've got it set up, they will look at the tax situation, too. So there's different things in here you've got to consider. And don't think just because you might have a small estate that it doesn't get screwed up. It really can, just as much as a bigger estate. It can take time. And believe me, when you go through all of these things with the IRS and with everything else, it can be a mess for the family. And you've got to think about the ones coming up behind you.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to clean up your mess? That's really what it amounts to. And that's the question I ask. Who's going to clean up your mess?
Well, yeah, and in some families, I think they can't afford to have that money tied up because they may need it to pay for the funeral, I would imagine.
Not only the funeral, for any other things that come due on those estates, you've got to have that money available. So where are you going to go get it?
And of course, and even probably worse is what happens if they own a business? Let's assume they own a business that employs 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 people. And we have no idea who's going to be running the business because Papa didn't leave or Mama didn't leave any rules, any regulations. It is a horrible, horrible mess if the things are not set up properly.
Let me ask you an insurance question.
Sure.
I've been reading lately where we all know this college situation with a lot of college kids now are just astronomical debt they're incurring. And if a college student incurs $80,000 worth of debt and happens to pass away, now I'm reading where the parents and the grandparents are on the hook for that financially. Would that would it make sense to insure kids at a younger age with larger amounts because of that?
Thank you. Thank you. And there'll be a dollar in your paycheck, extra dollar in your paycheck tomorrow. Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And what does it cost for $100,000 a term on a 20-year-old kid?
Mm-hmm.
$180,
$200? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. And not it's not like when I started a business 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. And yes, it would make logical sense to do that because that would take that responsibility of paying those bills off.
Mm-hmm.
If the kid dies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that you've got to consider when you have a child going to school and having all of these debts and things. What his situation is with his family, what his situation is with his job, if he has any insurance, if he has anything else out there. There's so many things to take into consideration. That's why when we talk about planning, mm-hmm. it's financial planning, because financial planning takes in insurance and all the other assets out there. And you'd be surprised how things get so screwed up if you don't have things set down right. Now, one of the things that has come up a lot is the long-term care also. Believe me, if you are taking care of a parent or a spouse who has all kinds of problems and end up in the nursing home, and it can affect your own assets. So if you have a long-term care program of some kind, or what's that other one?
Critical care.
Critical care. You have to look at the benefits there because that'll help in your planning for the future.
I received a call this week from a client who's a family member I had written long-term care for 12 years ago, 13, 14 years ago, whatever it was. And he said, my father's starting to have some problems and I don't know what he's got. Well, he had a good program, a very rich program. And what we find out is when I did the calculations, he had over $200 a day of benefits available. But he also has an unlimited benefit. In other words, it'll pay for his care for as long as the gentleman lives once he goes on claims. Very rich. Now, the reason for bringing this up is I absolutely guarantee there are a bunch of people out there that are sitting with long-term care policies. They don't know where to find their agent.
Yeah.
What do I do? If you call me, we can do this over the phone, or if you're around here, I'll certainly stop by. You need to pull the policy.
And check on it because it changes.
Check on it because if you've got a cost of living on there, your benefit is not what you remember it was. Mm. And that's what people say, well, I got $100 a day. No, you don't. No, you don't. You've got now $180 a day, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. Give me a call at 651-436-3997, and I'll walk you through it. Leanne, give your phone number.
651-365-5000.
So those things are very, very important. That if you have questions, have comments, need to ask some questions about that, I'd be delighted to talk about it because I absolutely guarantee you there are many people out there who don't know what they've got. And at this point, they're really stymied.
The other thing I would say, if you've got a question that you would like approached or discussed on the air so that they can hear it, they should call here to the studio or call us.
Yep, definitely. 651-275-1220 is the number here. And you can email us or call us anytime during the week.
And leave us a message, and we'll be delighted to talk about it. Leanne, give your phone number one more time.
651-365-5000.
651-436-3997. Thank you for being with us this morning on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for The Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.